USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The White House is weighing in on reports that North Korea could soon begin providing weapons to Russia. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells reporters at the White House briefing Tuesday, North Korea will pay a price if it helps Russia kill Ukrainians.
We will continue to look for opportunities to dissuade the North Koreans from taking this step, to get others to do the same, and to report to the world what we are seeing in terms of the actively advancing discussions that are taking place between these two countries.
States around the country are dealing with an influx of illegal immigrants, something 2024 Republican presidential primary candidate Will Hurd says is primarily due to bad policy in Washington. The former Texas congressman joins Fox News.
Other states around the country are starting to see the issue that we've been dealing with in Texas and Arizona has been dealing with for the last 3 or 4 years. This is a policy issue, and it starts with stop treating everybody as an asylum seeker.
According to a recent poll conducted by the Washington Post, a significant majority of Americans, roughly three-quarters, believe that Joe Biden is too old to hold the office of the president. The survey found that 73% of respondents agreed with the phrase, too old to run for president, somewhat accurately describes Biden. This sentiment was shared by two-thirds of Democrats as well. House Republicans are issuing subpoenas for DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and others as part of investigations into Hunter Biden. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer subpoenaed Mayorkas along with three other DHS employees and two Secret Service staffers. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 195 points on Tuesday. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
A new trial has been requested by the defense in the Alex Murdaugh case, as there has been concerns with the jury. One of Alex Murdaugh's attorneys, Dick Harpulian, spoke at a press conference about the ongoing case.
The clerk of court is an elected official by the people, not appointed by the judge, not appointed by the judiciary. It's a public official who's elected and is an independent state actor. And so that what we are complaining about in the motion that we filed today is the conduct of an elected official, not conduct by Judge Newman or anybody in the unified court system.
61 people have been indicted in Fulton County, Georgia on racketeering and other charges. These charges are tied to the opposition movement against the future Atlanta Public Safety Training Center, which critics have dubbed Cop City. Georgia AG Chris Carr calls those indicted part of a group of militant anarchists.
They hold a core belief that society should abolish police, government, and private business. And as further alleged, they're willing to bring about such changes, quote, by any means necessary, end quote, including violence.
A heat wave is continuing to bring 100-degree temperatures to tens of millions of Americans this week. The eastern and central United States were sizzled over the holiday weekend, that heat moving now to places like Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and New York City. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Freshness made easy with three small spaces.
One continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Free happy Febreze, la 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 la.